Father Flager of Chicago.
Yes, Miss April.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing to meet you.
It's amazing to meet you. I have such respect for you.
I have such respect for you. You preach with such conviction, and you walk the walk as you talk. What is the most pressing need for people of faith right now to do when it comes to the least of these?
I think something the bishop said tonight really hits with me is come see it, sit down with it, visit it, feel it, touch it, smell it.
Even taste it.
I look at our, and taste it, yeah, and digest it. I live 79th and Racine in the Auburn Gresham Englewood community for 41 years. I've never felt people, seen people feel more hopeless, forgotten, disposable, and that nobody cares. There was a town hall meeting a few months ago. And at the end of the town hall meeting, they're getting ready to leave, and all the questions up, and this teenager raised his hand, and they said, "What is all?" He kind of just asked one question. He said, "Does anybody really even care about us?" And the poor are dying in our streets. When I see somebody every day going through garbage cans across the street to eat, and I have people at my door when I go down to 6 o'clock in the morning, it's laying there waiting for food to eat, we better understand that we have abandoned the poor and the disenfranchised in this country. And if we don't care for them, then this whole thing we call church is mockery.
So what would you say to this president if you had a chance to talk to Donald J. Trump?
I would say to him, if you want to do something to really make a difference in this country, go to all the third world countries of the west and the south sides of Chicago and New York and Philly, the third world countries, and decide you are going to level the playing field. You're going to bring in the jobs, the opportunities, the options. You're going to tell that incarcerated young man, you paid your dues. You are going to get a job. We're going to hire you. And companies open up your doors. You cannot discriminate because somebody has a record anymore. Really change the landscape where the south side and the west side look like the north side, and the opportunities and the access are there. Change the education system. Come in and say you're going to, you may not do it all, but you're going to spend the next 4 years doing as much as you can to equal the playing field. Do that, and you'll be a good president.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think that first of all, remember that I would also want to say to him, the budget is a moral document. And right now when you're taking $54 billion to put on military, while you're taking away Meals on Wheels and food for children and health care and education, that's an immoral act. And it's time to not say you're a religious man. Show it.
Thank you, Father Flavor.